This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 30. It says there, "In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent." End of quote. Mars Hill is the Roman name for a hill in Athens, Greece, called the Hill of Areopagus. Mars Hill was about 377 feet above the land below. This was a place where philosophy, religion, and the law were discussed. Paul was invited to speak at the Areopagus to a group of philosophers and religiously minded people. They brought him to Areopagus to hear more about the new doctrine Paul was teaching. Epicurean philosophers believed living in pleasure because they thought God is not interested or actively involved with the people. In contrast, Stoic philosophers believed the world's soul is God, and the goal of this life is to rise above all things that happen. So no feeling or responses needed to pain or pleasure. They used to debate themselves. In his second missionary journey, when Paul was in the city of Athens, he was much distressed to see the city filled with a full of idols. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Jewish synagogue to Jews and God-fearing Gentiles. The rest of the time, he spent in the marketplace every day to those who were there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him. They came to know that Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead. So they invited him to Areopagus, Mars Hill, because they wanted to hear more from him. Paul stood up in the meeting and said these points. "People of Athens, I see that you are very religious. You don't want to miss any god in an accident, that you even made an altar with the inscription to an unknown god. You see, there are religious people today as well who wanted to obey God, but living in ignorance." Then he announced the truth. He said, "God made the world and everything in it. He is the Lord God of heaven and earth. He does not live in temples built by human hands. No image or idol can represent the God who is the creator of all. He gave our history. From one man, God made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. And God marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of the lands. He shared God's desire with them. The living and creator God wants you to seek Him and find Him. He is not far away from us." And he said, "We are His offspring, His children. Like their poets themselves said, in Him only we live and move and have our being. Because we are God's offsprings, we should not think God is like gold, silver, or stone, or an image made by human skill and design." Then Paul said, our today's insight. "In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent." End of quote. We need to repent from our ignorance and turn to the one living God in repentance, because God has set a day He will judge all people with justice by His appointed judge, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one Savior of the whole world who came to this earth, lived here, died, buried, and rose again for the issues of our sins that hindered our relationship and friendship with God. God gave proof of His approval and verdict by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. We need to turn from idols and images made by human hands to the living Creator God in heaven, who sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, through whom we can reconnect to God. Beloved, the minute we repent and turn to the living God by accepting His Son, Jesus, who died, buried, and rose again for our sins, we have peace with God. When we get peace with God, He will pour out His Holy Spirit and His peace in our hearts and lives. Only God can fill you with peace as a result of the peace with God in the name of Jesus Christ. You do not need to be afraid of God anymore. Jesus is God's only mediator between God and you. Listen, TV celebrities would say that there are many ways to God. Religious gurus may say that there are very many ways to God. However, it is not true. God gave only one mediator between Him and you, so that you can live in peace with God and enjoy His peace in your daily lives. There is only one sacrifice, only one Savior, only one mediator, and only one cross, and only one way to God. Many turn to alcohol, drugs, and peaceful human-made religions of peace. But none of these could grant peace inside of you. As a result of your repentance and acceptance of Jesus as your Savior, you will have peace with God, which would result in peace of God in our lives. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I come to you because you are the living God in heaven, who is the creator of all. I believe your Son Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I repent of my sins, and now I turn to you, Lord. Please give me your divine peace in my heart and life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, grace, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.